Chapter 2. The Mission.
Wait, why? I ask, sitting up and rubbing my eyes. I was reading my book and eating spaghetti. Thank you for that, Mary Rose says. And I read about something that should restore my strength. She sits down on the corner of my bed beside a still sleeping prince. You did? What is it? It's something that has healing properties for fairies, she explains. Ooh, a special wand? Water from an enchanted lake? A fairy protein bar? I hope it's not something boring like spinach. Although, maybe that would be easier to find. If only it were peanut butter. The crown ruby from the Kingdom of Dews, Mary Rose says. Dews? I have never heard of Dews. But I usually don't know the names of the kingdoms that the fairy tales take place in. What story is that from? I ask. Mary Rose tries to answer, but her mouth gets watery again. She points at the clock, which I take to mean, you gotta hurry. The mirror only works at midnight. I jump out of bed. If you need help, Mary Rose manages to say as she starts flickering out of view. Find Minerta. Who's Minerta? I ask. Fairy, she whispers. Go now. The portal is open. She turns all watery and then disappears. Mary Rose, I cry. Wait, where did you go? What is a crown ruby? How will I know where to find it? Prince wakes up and barks. Mary Rose! I call again. She doesn't return or respond. There's no time to waste. I rush out of bed and change into jeans, a white t-shirt, my green hoodie, and sneakers. I grab my watch from my nightstand. It tells me what time it is back home and strap it on. Come on, Prince, I say. He loves to go into fairy tales, and this one is extra important. But Prince doesn't jump off my bed. Instead, he curls back up. Prince, I say, we have to move. Unless he doesn't want to go into a fairy tale this time. I suddenly realize he might want to stay with Mary Rose to look out for her. Aw, who's a good boy? I run into Jonah's room and wake him up. My brother sits up with his usual bedhead.
I was having a dream about putting ketchup on apple pie, and it was delicious. That's gross, right?
Jonah feels about ketchup the way Mary Rose feels about peanut butter.
We can discuss that later, I say. Mary Rose asked us to go into a fairy tale right now, to get her something that will give her back her powers. His eyes widen, and he leaps out of bed. I have never seen Jonah move this fast, except when he's climbing a tree or skateboarding. Okay, fine, maybe he always moves this fast. He pulls on a hoodie over his favorite soccer PJs and stuffs his feet into his blue sneakers. Let's go, I cry, and then realize I should probably not be so loud if we don't want to wake our parents. Jonah starts to follow me out of his room, then stops.
Wait, where's Prince?
Prince is staying here to keep Mary Rose company, I say.
But he always comes with us into fairy tales, he says with a frown.
He wants to stay with her now, I say, pushing Jonah out the door. We don't have time to argue.
But, Jonah, we have to go.
Fine. He mutters as we rush past our parents' bedroom. We hurry down the stairs, round the corner, then take the steps down to the basement. Jonah and I run up to the mirror. It's as tall as I am and has a stone border decorated with fairy wings and wands. There's still the little crack in the glass that was there the last time. Usually, we have to knock 3 times on the mirror, but the glass is already hissing, purple, and starting to swirl.
Whoa, Jonah says. No knocking on the mirror. No prints. This is all so different.
I grab Jonah's hand.
Mary Rose said she opened the portal for us. Let's go! We jumped through the hissing, swirling purple haze. Nothing different about that. Thud! I land on what feels like a very soft rug. Oh, we're inside somewhere. We rarely land inside. It's definitely more comfortable than landing on your butt in the middle of a forest. Where do you think we are? Jonah whispers, standing up. I get to my feet. We're in a big room. It's dark, but moonlight shines through the huge arched windows. Maybe a castle? It looks fancy. I point to the crystal chandelier on the ceiling. Look, Jonah says. On the wall is a tapestry, and Kingdom of Dews is written on it in fancy gold calligraphy. Underneath the words are three triangles and two squiggly lines, a royal crest. Well, at least we're in the right place. We're in Dews, just where Mary Rose wanted us to go. But what fairy tale could this be? I slowly turn around to get my bearings. We're in a bedroom. There are six gold bunk beds against one wall. Each bed has a perfectly neat pink comforter and a pink pillow. Between each bunk is a gold bedside table. On each bedside table are two golden goblets. Are there people sleeping in the beds? Holding my breath, I sneak over to the first bunk bed. The bottom bunk is empty. I glance up at the top of the next bed. Empty. They're all empty. I wonder whose bedroom this is, and why they're not asleep in the middle of the night. I know where we are, Jonah whispers. I turn to face him. You do? I ask. Where? The one with the orphans, he says proudly. What fairy tale has orphans? You know, with the billionaire and the dog and the redhead, they had bunk beds. Annie? I ask. Yes, Annie. Jonah, Annie is a play and a movie. It's not a fairy tale. It might be, he huffs. I don't think the orphans and Annie had golden goblets on their bedside tables, I say. Maybe we're back in the story of Snow White, Jonah suggests. And this is the dwarf's room. Really? We never go into the same fairy tale twice. He shrugs. It was just a guess. Then he frowns. I wish Prince was here. I miss him. I know. I miss Prince, too. I hope he and Mary Rose are doing okay back in Smithville. Suddenly, I hear a creaking sound below us. Jonah and I freeze. Then we hear voices and footsteps. Wait, are the noises coming from under my feet? I look down at the soft pink carpet. The voices are getting louder. People are laughing. Hide! I cry to Jonah. We go rushing under one of the beds. There's a chess set under there, but I push it aside. Then I peek through the slit in the pink and gold dust ruffle. Creak! What was that? Jonah whispers. I don't know, I whisper back. At least we don't have to worry about Prince barking. Suddenly, a square piece of the carpet lifts up. A girl's head pops out and she looks around. All clear, she tells whoever else is with her. It's a trap door, right in the floor of this bedroom. I watch in shock as girl after girl after girl emerges from the square opening in the floor. They're talking and laughing and wearing colorful, dazzling outfits. Sparkly jumpsuits, leopard print dresses, polka dot skirts, shiny leggings and chiffon blouses, and they all have on identical patent leather black shoes with little heels. The last girl who comes out of the trapdoor is the tallest and looks like the oldest, maybe 21 years old. She's wearing a bright red dress. After hoisting herself up, she closes the trapdoor behind her and smooths down the carpet. "That was fun," she says.
"Wow," Jonah whispers. "How many girls are there?"
I quickly count them.
12,
I whisper back. Each girl is slightly taller than the next, and they range in age from 10 to about 21. But they all look different from one another. Well, except for two of them, who must be twins. Some of the princesses have pale skin, and some have brown skin. Some have long blonde hair, while others have thick, dark ringlets, and one has a short pixie cut. One of the younger girls sits right on top of the bed we're under, her feet dangling off. Her shoes are all scuffed. She kicks off one shoe and then the other.
"My feet are killing me," she says.
"Mine too," says another girl, who is sitting on the floor and taking off her scuffed shoes. "I have a blister on my big toe again."
"My legs feel like cooked noodles," one of the younger girls says.
"So do mine," an older girl says. "But that was an awesome night of dancing."
"It really was," says another.
"Dancing? Awesome? I doubt that." After taking off their shoes, the girls head into what looks like a huge walk-in closet. When they come out, they're all wearing matching pink pajamas. Two by two, they all climb into their bunk beds. The bed above me and Jonah dips down a bit as a girl gets into it. Eep. What story has 12 girls in it? Girls who live in a castle. Maybe the girls are princesses. Okay, so a story with princesses. And dancing.
Oh, dancing! Could it be?
It could!
Jonah, I whisper, I know what fairy tale we're in.
Me too,
he says.
And I say, the 12 dancing princesses, just as he says, Peter Pan.
Oh, Jonah says, yeah, yours makes more sense.